in 1996, archaeologists found the remains of a 500-year-old ice maiden on top of Mount Ampato in Peru. She was well preserved in her frozen state, and they were able to tell much about her life and her last days, right down to the last meal that she ate. It was apparent to forensic scientists that this 12 to 14-year-old girl had been a human sacrifice to appease the angry god of the mountain. And after she was sacrificed, the famine would break and the people would be saved. The National Graphic video that tells the story of the Ice Maiden of Peru speaks of her as a little Jesus above the Amazon. But was she? Was Jesus? As we stand at the foot of the cross tonight, was another God appeased? I don't think it's too much to say that is how a lot of people think of the death of Jesus. Jesus had to die so that we would not have to. Reverend Dr. William Loder, Emeritus Professor of Murdoch University in Australia, who I got a lot of ideas for this sermon from, writes the following concerning this. God's own Son, made to suffer a violent death by His Father to appease the Father's anger and save us all? Or so it seems in much that we hear and say. Gods of violence sanctioning people of violence. No forgiveness without revenge on someone, without revenge on someone, as long as it is on someone. A matter of honor, ensuring punishments are enacted and penalties are paid. Is that what is behind the words of Jesus on the cross? The words that I find to be the most powerful words in the whole Bible, Old and New Testament. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We know, don't we? If we look carefully at our language about the cross, I think we will find that maybe we don't know. Loder's a little bit more forceful about it. He writes, why do we hatch up explanations which protect the dignity of a killing, punishing, vengeful God? Why do we want to say God could only love by first finding a victim to appease His honor, to take His punishment, to balance His debts? Why do we want a God who had to be paid off? Why are we afraid of just being loved? Why are we afraid of just being loved? Isn't that the crux of the good news? Is that not the basic message of the life and the ministry of this peasant Jesus, whom we call the Messiah? Jesus worked to love us. But we have problems handling that kind of love. We keep killing it, that love. We keep rejecting that love. Is it because we believe that our sin is so heinous that the only way that we can be forgiven is by taking the life of someone to appease God? A God who was so angry that a life is demanded? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. But we do know, don't we? If we accept the love of Jesus, what does that mean for us? Well, first of all, it means He was right. We did not know what we were doing. It means He was right that we have sinned and God still loves us. It takes away all possible reasons that we could have to say that we are unforgivable. It means that we must allow ourselves to feel forgiveness. And most importantly, to live out that forgiveness by sharing grace. There are a lot of angry Christians in the world today. Christians angry at those Christian sinners. Christians who are angry at non-believing sinners. They want to hurt them. They want to make life hard for them. And Jesus says to those angry Christians, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. The cross is about love, not appeasement. The cross is about God loving us when we feel unlovable. The cross is about God still loving us when we act unloving towards others, even God's own Son. Can we live in and with that love? It's not easy. In fact, it's the hardest thing to do. With a God who needs to be appeased, we can sin and know that we can make an offering, a sacrifice to God in order to get right with God again. But accepting the love of God when we sin is hard. Because it means we have to recognize our sin. And we have to then allow ourselves to be transformed by God. When Jesus was killed on the cross, a moment frozen in time for all ages, it was not as much for us as it was against us, as it was within us, as it was in front of us. And we have to accept our part in that. That's the hard part, accepting our sin. And recognizing it. And then we have to hear His words. Father, forgive them. And accept that too for ourselves. And maybe that's even the harder part. Can we do that? For our sake and for God's sake, I hope we can. After all, as this night proves, it's the difference between life and death.